Packers all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
We love our time with Jason Wilde talking all things green and gold, etc. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm good, everybody. How are you?
We're good. We were just talking about the boat Deep Thought, which is, I guess, buried or stuck on Bradford Beach. I want to talk about rookie.
Well, poor Jack Handy being stuck on that boat.
Honestly, that was my first thought immediately as well. And then my second thought was the inappropriate thing that you shouldn't say on the radio. And that's why I pause before saying thought. Why are you laughing? Like you didn't know that's what was happening, Chew.
Yeah. That's the first thing I thought of too, Jen.
Alrighty,
the girl
then.
Who gets beat more than anybody in radio.
Jason, you were at, is it rookie mini camp, rookie training camp, rookie camp? What are they referring to this thing as now?
Lame and boring and couldn't figure out anything. Rookie mini camp. Mike McCarthy used to call it rookie orientation, which I always thought was a much better phrase for it, because a lot of it was like when you register for college and you go to orientation, you learn where different classes are and where your dorm is and that sort of thing. And it's interesting because Matt LaFleur came in 2019 and it became a real mini camp. Like they had two practices, they ran 11-on-11 periods, they did one-on-one drills. And LaFleur said to us on Friday before the one, air quotes, practice that they had on Saturday that he had really kind of changed his approach, feeling like all these guys do so much building up to the draft and being picked with training for the combine to improve their 40 time and doing their pro day and going on 30 visits that he really felt like it was counterproductive to do actual practices. So what they did on Saturday was individual drill work. Like the Canadian quarterback threw passes to Sean Mannion, the quarterback's coach. He threw it to a couple of equipment guys. He threw balls into a net. He never threw one pass to Matthew Golden or Savion Williams. And so it was all drill work, and it was just, like, the good news is if they don't want us making snap judgments about their draft picks, we definitely couldn't do that. At the same time, I think somewhere in between full-fledged practices and guys running a limited playbook that they don't completely understand and then doing what they did on Saturday is probably the happy medium, but that's not what they did this time.
Jason, it sounds like Christian Watson's rehab's going well.
It does. I know the TV stations up here had some video of him taking part in the charity walk that they did at the Pier High School for the ribbon walk, which fights cancer. There's a big difference between that, obviously, and running down the field on a 60-yard deep ball. But the things that he said were very encouraging. Again, I don't know what the timeline will look like for him. I think he'll spend training camp on the PUP. I think he'll open the season on the PUP, and then, you know, they'll hope to activate him sooner rather than later. But I still think November, based on TJ Hawkinson's timeline, I think probably November is still the target for him.
Jason, at this point in the Jair saga,
Gabe!
Well, this isn't necessarily about Jair. I guess it's more of a logistical question. Because if they just wait until after June 1st, they save more money on this year's cap, but they have to pay more. There's still dead money that they have to owe because they owe that money no matter what. Mm-hmm. If they don't need the cap savings, they're in a fine spot salary cap wise. But would there be a possibility of if they wait until June 1st to release him and then take that big chunk that they get and really try to front load a contract for somebody like Zach Tom that they want to extend? I'm trying to figure out logistically why they would wait until June 1st to do it, and if they could actually do something with that money that they would save.
Yeah, that's a... I take back my... that's a good question. I just have such Jair fatigue. If this goes on any longer, he should just be a quarterback. Look, I don't know how serious these conversations are. I haven't gotten really any straight answers ever since Rob's report about the fact that they were that a reconciliation was on the table. Again, I think a lot of people took that as, oh, he's definitely coming back. And Rob made it very clear that being released or being traded was also still on the table. But I thought it was significant, and I know I don't exactly understand exactly what Josina Anderson reported. I can tell you what Matt LaFleur said in response to my question on Friday, and that was that he confirmed publicly that Jair is not taking part in the on-field work of the off-season program because, as we've talked about, they don't want him to blow out his Achilles while he's running around in the Don Hutson Center. And then they're on the hook for his entire 2025 salary of $16.2 million. And then they don't have, at least they would know he wasn't playing from week to week. But I don't know if they are feeling any level of optimism that there's going to be an agreement reached. I don't know where that stands. But this has been the longest running possible trade, possible release. Oh, maybe we'll keep him saga that I can remember covering with this team. I don't think I've seen this at any point previously. And so to me, your point is a really good one, right? Because they're not that great in cap space anymore, right? They did spend in free agency. So you do that, it does free you up to do something with Zach Tom heading into training camp. So I think it's a really good idea. I just don't know if that's ultimately what's going to happen anyway. Because again, if I'm Jair, and I'm not sure, I don't want to take a pay cut from these guys. I'd rather have a fresh start. I just keep holding out to force them to release me instead of being traded to a place that maybe I don't want to go.
Jason, before we let you go, is everyone's favorite quarterback married?
Yeah, I don't know, because I did not want to put myself in the position then of having him reply to me and then not knowing if I was supposed to say, because Homer filled in for Tausch as our cousin sub the day yesterday. And like, that was his, like, I introduced him and then it was off the rails immediately, which, Gabe, you're familiar with.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
feeling.
That's just, that's what happens when Homer's on the show.
Standard operating procedure, but that's all he wanted to know. And I had seen the photo or the video clip or whatever it was from the Kentucky Derby. And then I had not thought about it again until he said something. So he wanted me to ask Rogers if he was in fact married and send along his congratulations. But again, I didn't know, like, if he responds, is your marital status on or off the record? So right. I did not want to have to make that decision. So I just I'm going to hold off on sending my mazel tov to him for a little while longer.
All right, Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us. We will talk to you again soon.
I don't understand this clock management. I've never done this on our show. So great work, everybody. Take care. Be good.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. We got Adam Schefter coming up next here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around.